up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to the show. Here we go. I am going to be talking about a few people today. I don't know if you noticed, the title of my show is a little unorthodox. Something a little different. I'm going to be ripping Cuomo apart because this guy, this guy has some allegations coming his way. And I think it's almost like a distraction for the public because they don't really want people focusing on some other issues that I'm going to talk about today as well. Mainly his March 25th order that ended up killing a bunch of older generation people in nursing homes in New York State. And it really pisses me off that people aren't really angry about that. So I'm going to be talking about that. Then I want to talk about Biden. And I can't stand this guy. And he is doing some stuff that I think are absolutely ridiculous. He wants the UN, the United Nations, to send people to America to make sure we're not racist. And they want to basically infringe on freedom of speech in America. I've got some words about that. So we're going to talk about that. Absolutely bonkers. Okay? Crazy. So we're going to talk about that. And then I want to talk about Obama. Now, today is actually Barack Obama's birthday. Happy birthday, Barack. He was going to have a birthday party with 700 guests, and the internet went crazy. Yeah, well, needless to say, that's changed. So we're going to talk about that. Before we get into all these subjects, please go follow me over on Odyssey. You can find it very easily. Just type in The Krigler Show. Also, please go to Instagram and follow Krigler Coffee. So this Friday, I'm going to be releasing a new picture of Frode the Krigler Coffee Monkey. He's our mascot that my mom has actually drawn. And we have a contest that's going to be running every single month. And this Friday, during the show, we're going to release a new picture, okay? And I'm going to do this live. I'm going to select a winner to get a bag of coffee, and the winner gets to decide where he goes next. So I'm very excited. This Friday, he is heading over to... I forgot the name of the town. Prinket? I forget the name of the town, but it's in Ukraine, and it's really exciting. He's going to be going to it's Chernobyl, but there's a town that's outside. I forgot the name of it, but it's basically the town of where the Chernobyl disaster hit that town. So he's Prinket. It starts with a P. Man, I can't think of it. Anyway, very excited to see it, and I've actually seen some previews of it, but either way, please go follow Krigler Coffee on Instagram and follow Adam Krigler. Really easy to find me on Instagram as well. You got to follow us both, and that's all you got to do. And when you see the post on Friday, I'm going to pick a random winner to decide where he goes next, and you win a bag of coffee. So that's going to be, we're really excited about that. Pripyat, thank you. Thank you, chat. You guys are the best. Yes, Pripyat. I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly, but that's where he's going to be going. And of course, you can check out my delicious Krigler coffee because it is, in fact, really delicious. It's roasted when you get it. When you order it, it gets roasted, so you know it's really fresh when you get the bag, usually within a couple days, so it's really delicious. All right, let's get into it, shall we? Oof. I'm going to be starting it off with Christopher Cuomo, governor of New York. I gotta admit, I liked the guy at the beginning of the whole COVID thing last year, the way that he spoke, that we got to take care of it and handle things. He seemed legit until March, till the end of March, when he made the decision to force nursing homes to accept anyone infected with COVID and push people into the nursing homes. resulting directly in a lot of older generation people. I don't know if you know this, but if the older you are with COVID, the more susceptible you are to the virus, and you can get dead. Yeah. Well, it seemed like Cuomo didn't care about that at all. But he is under fire now because of all these allegations that are coming out with sexual misconduct with the different people that he's been around. And it's a lot, actually. And I have this article from the AP, which basically just lists the 11 most damning ones, okay? A look at the harassment claims against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Oh, I said Chris, but Andrew, whatever, they're both sleazebags. Long-awaited report issued Tuesday by New York Attorney General Letitia James into sexual harassment allegations against Andrew Cuomo detailed several accounts from accusers who have gone public. But the report also revealed previously unknown accusations, including one by a state trooper assigned to Cuomo's security detail. Investigators hired specifically for this case said they corroborated the accounts of at least 11 women. Cuomo denied many of the allegations, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. Those he didn't deny, like kissing women on their cheeks and calling them names like sweetheart, were innocent and overblown, he said. Here's a look at the women and their allegations as described by the investigators and Cuomo's responses. First one is the trooper number one, a state trooper whom Cuomo successfully sought to have assigned to his security detail, said the governor kissed her on the cheek, touched her belly and back, and made inappropriate gender-based remarks to and about her, including asking her why she did not wear a dress. Several other troopers witnessed these acts and corroborated her allegations, according to the report. The trooper wasn't identified by name in the report and has not told her story publicly. A 26th statement issued by Cuomo's attorney, Rita Glavin, after the report's release, does not mention the trooper whose account was not public before Tuesday. Executive assistant number one, a woman who worked in Cuomo's office, became visibly emotional watching a press conference earlier in this year in which Cuomo denied ever touching anyone inappropriately, investigators wrote. She told colleagues Cuomo had reached under her blouse and groped her breast in his office at the governor's mansion 3 months earlier. The governor's staff later reported the allegations to Albany police. The woman also told investigators Cuomo had on various occasions in 2019 grabbed her buttocks, kissed her on the lips, hugged her inappropriately, and pried into her personal life. Cuomo says he never groped her, pointed to text messages the executive assistant sent to other staff on the day in question, indicating nothing was amiss, as evidence it didn't happen. He told investigators she initiated their hugs and that he was more in the reciprocal business. Charlotte Bennett, a low-level aide to Cuomo, said the governor asked her about her love life, including whether or not she had sex with older men, whether she had been with older men, and whether she was monogamous. He also told her that he was lonely and wanted to be touched, according to the report. When Bennett complained to administration officials, she felt that the governor was hitting on her. She was transferred to another job. An administration did not formally investigate or report the allegations to the governor's Office of Employment Relations, the attorney general's investigators determined. Cuomo apologized to Bennett in a recorded video released in response to the attorney general's report, saying that he had been trying to counsel her after she confided in him that she is a sexual assault survivor because someone in his family had suffered a similar experience. State entity employee number one. A woman who worked for an entity affiliated with the state told investigators that Cuomo tapped and grabbed her butt while they posed for a photo in a 2009 event sponsored by her organization. She told friends about it at the same time, the report states. Cuomo's statement does not mention this interaction. Virginia Lemiatis. Virginia, an energy company worker, said Cuomo ran his fingers on the lettering that ran across the chest of her shirt when they met in a rope line at a 2017 event. He then told her he was going to say that there was a spider on her shoulder and proceeded to brush her chest with his hand, the report said. Lemiatis immediately told other attendees what had happened. Investigators found, but she didn't come forward until seeing Cuomo's press conference this year denying he touched anyone inappropriately. The statement from Cuomo's attorney does not mention this interaction. Lindsay Boylan. The report found that Cuomo kissed, touched, and made inappropriate comments to Lindsay while she served in various roles working closely with the governor. He commented on Boylan's physical appearance and attractiveness, compared her to a former girlfriend, and suggested that they play strip poker, investigators found. The Attorney General's report also says that the executive chamber actively engaged in an effort to discredit her after Boylan, the governor's first accuser to go public, reported the harassment in December of 2020. This included leaking records related to her departure from her job. The statement released by Cuomo's attorney delves into these details, saying Boylan was dismissed for bullying subordinates and suggesting she made up her sexual harassment claims to further her own political aspirations. Alyssa McGrath. Cuomo made inappropriate comments to another executive assistant, Alyssa McGrath, including commenting on her neckline after staring down her loose shirt, regularly asking her about her marital status, and asking whether she would tell on executive assistant. Number one, if she were to cheat on her husband, the report says. Cuomo's attorney statement concedes he referred to McGrath and executive assistant number one as mingle mamas, but only after they said they were single and ready to mingle ahead of a business trip. Caitlin, another woman, listed just as Caitlin in the report, was hired to work for the governor after meeting him at a fundraiser event in December 2016. Cuomo regularly made Caitlin uncomfortable by commenting on her appearance and telling her that she was not ready for work if she was not wearing makeup, and by calling her sponge, apparently a reference to his advice to soak up knowledge from others, which she told investigators she found embarrassing, condescending, and demeaning. Glavin's statement also says the governor frequently comments on staffers' appearances, usually in a complimentary fashion. It also says he was frustrated with Caitlin's job performance. Annalise. Anna worked as an aide in Cuomo's office from 2013 to 2015 and told investigators he kissed her and touched her, addressed her almost exclusively as sweetheart or darling, made inquiries about her relationship status, and made inappropriate remarks about her appearance. In the report, Liss explains she did not immediately come forward from the harassment because in the governor's office, the typical rules did not apply. Cuomo's attorney statement notes that Liss tweeted favorably at and about Cuomo long after she left his office, suggesting that undercuts her account. The attorney's statement also suggests the timing of Liss coming forward was politically motivated. The governor's interaction with Alyssa McGrath, Annalise, and Caitlin were unremarkable, Glavin's statement says. State entity employee number two. A doctor at a state health department told investigators Cuomo made sexually suggestive comment just before she performed a COVID nasal swab test on him during a televised press conference at the start of the pandemic. "You make that gown look good," Cuomo said after thanking her during the press conference. She told investigators she found the comments demeaning and felt Cuomo would have made them a male doctor. Wouldn't have made them to a male doctor. I agree. Glavin's statement doesn't address this allegation. Anna Roush. In September 2019, Anna Roush met Cuomo at a wedding reception for one of Cuomo's staff members. She told investigators Cuomo touched her bare back, and after she removed his hand, grabbed her face and kissed her. Roush said the governor remarked, "Wow, you're aggressive." Roush's friend photographed the encounter. Cuomo said he commonly kisses people on the face, attributing it to his Italian heritage, and said he didn't mean to make Roush feel uncomfortable. Look, one of these allegations, okay, maybe it's far-fetched. Two of these allegations, three of them, okay, something's got to be going on. This is 11 of them. Now, they're all very similar. They all go hand in hand. This guy is a sleazebag, all right? He's using his position of power to make inappropriate comments, fishing to see if they were ready to go or ready to give in to his manly desires, as it seems, right? Because that's what the vibe I'm getting. And that's inappropriate. You're the governor. You should be respectful. I mean, you're a man. a real alpha man doesn't do that to women, right? He's respectful. None of that is respectful. That's toxic, okay? If you want to talk about what toxic masculinity, it's being like that. It's being inappropriate, not reading the room. You know, grabbing people and touching them inappropriately. That's not okay. That goes for you as well, Biden. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at you, bro. This kind of stuff is ridiculous. And wow, is he under fire right now? I mean, he's refusing to resign. Cuomo refuses to resign after bombshell sexual harassment report. So that was the report. He came out with an apology letter saying, I touch everyone inappropriately. Okay, I'm summing it up, all right? But that's basically what he said. Look, I learned it from my mother. I grab people on the face and kiss them. All right, that's what I do. All right, it's part of my heritage. Okay, sure, maybe that part of it. All right, even in his apology, I'm gonna do it in air quotes because it's the weakest apology ever. It's like, no, you know, this is how I act. It's like, okay, well, sure, but if you know the allegations with, I just read the top 11 to you. Okay, these aren't just, look, he grabbed me and kissed me on the cheek. You know, it made me uncomfortable. He was grabbing their butts, grabbing their breasts, you know, asking if they were single. Hey, are you married? Hey, would you cheat on your husband? Like, who asks that kind of stuff? All right. That's not okay. That's inappropriate, dude. You're the governor. You should be held to a higher standard and to the office that you're holding, that you were voted into to do. Okay. This kind of stuff, this kind of behavior is not okay. Man, this is the best though. Look at this. This is a tweet from Cuomo himself. I kid you not. I'm going to read it to you now. There should be a zero tolerance policy when it comes to sexual harassment and must send a clear message that this behavior is not tolerated. Andrew Cuomo tweeted that May 17th, 2013, before all of these allegations really came about. All right, all the timelines, they were all after that. So we tweeted that a long time ago. We should, you know, stand up against this zero tolerance. So zero tolerance. So by your own account, Andrew Cuomo, you should resign. Now you're refusing to resign. Why? Because you have power and you're a Democrat. And the Democrats and the mainstream media will probably come to your aid. Although maybe not, actually. Because if you take a look at what's going on, even Biden is saying he should resign, which I gotta say, I find really rich. Biden is telling Cuomo he should resign because of allegations. Have you ever heard of Tara Reid? I believe Tara Reid. And for the record, so did Kamala Harris. She believed Tara Reid until she was chosen to be Joe Biden's running mate. And then suddenly he wasn't racist anymore and he wasn't a sleazebag. Yeah, but even Joe Biden is saying he should resign. I think he should resign when asked about the consequences of the scathing Attorney General report regarding New York Governor Andrew Cuomo alleged misconduct. Joe Biden says, I think he should resign. On that account, Joe Biden, you should resign as well. But it gets better. It gets better. New York Times is coming out. You should resign, Governor Cuomo. The assembly speaker says Andrew Cuomo no longer has the Democratic majority support. You lost the support of the Democratic majority and can no longer serve as governor. I got to give it up to the Babylon Bee because they cracked me up. Cuomo assures public he always kept mask on while sexually harassing women. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny. I mean, it's kind of funny, right? But look, this is all bad and all. None of this is good. But this guy should have been arrested a long time ago. Because of his direct executive order from back in March killed thousands of older generational people. Old people. Yeah. Yeah. It happened. Not to mention, Let's see. Town Hall has a great list here. New York's undercounting of COVID deaths. They undercounted the deaths. It was significantly less deaths than what they were reporting. Cuomo's administration manipulation of nursing home death data, massively undercounting those COVID fatalities. Yeah, they changed the numbers also. Not only did he kill people, he reported way less, a significant margin. The Cuomo administration covering up the real statistics, withholding information from investigators, with a top aide admitting to it. The governor securing special COVID-related treatment for his family and connected friends. The governor's top staff hiding damaging pandemic data while alleging using state resources to win a $5 million COVID leadership-themed book deal for the governor. I'm so good. That's basically what the book said. I'm the best at handling this stuff. It would be so funny if it wasn't so sad how true this is. Gosh. Threats against whistleblowers on these matters, allegations of politicizing vaccine distribution based on political considerations. These are all things that are seriously a big issue. This is a problem. Cuomo killed people. Thank you, Janice Dean. You wrote this perfectly. Cuomo, he got an Emmy, by the way. I don't know if you knew this. Cuomo got an Emmy. But she said his Emmy should be buried just like the thousands of elderly he helped kill with his March 25th order. Cuomo's controversial nursing home order was issued a year ago today. This is the order that forced people into nursing homes in May of 2015, or of 2020. On March 25th, excuse me, it was March, Cuomo's order required nursing homes to take in residents who had been hospitalized with COVID-19 after being declared medically stable and forbade them from turning people away for being infected. They're the people at risk. Those are the people that should be quarantining. Those are the people that really need to wear the masks to protect them. They're the ones at risk. Most at risk, right? Oof, Cuomo. And now these allegations. On top of that, this dude doesn't just need to be resigned. He needs to be arrested. Cuomo has a lot of blood on his hands. Oh my goodness. And freaking Biden. I mean, how rich is it that Biden would come out and say Cuomo should resign from these allegations? Hello, Tara Reid. I believe her. But Biden, man, he's also... So I've got Cuomo's a sleazebag, right? So Biden's a sleazebag. And I'll tell you why. Well, Tara Reid, dude acts just like Cuomo. They've got this, I'm so cool. I was really cool in high school. And I still believe I'm cool in my old man brain. So cool that I think that I can talk to you as a girl that I'm attracted to in a way that is gross, all right? That may have worked in your aggressive manner back when you were in high school, even though that's still gross, all right? But they have this high and mighty attitude like I am someone that you desire. You don't desire me? What's wrong with you? Like, that's the attitude that Cuomo has and Biden has. They've got that vibe of like, that's toxic. It's funny, these leading Democrats, leftist, like idolized men are the ones that are the sleaziest. The toxic masculinity they claim to be fighting, they've idolized in their president. Yeah, sure, he's my president too. Okay, fine. But he's a sleazebag. At least I recognize that he's a gross old man. But this is when I saw this article, I was blown away. I can't believe this. All right, check this out. Biden's UN racism inspectors plan to restrict and criminalize free speech. Okay, so before I read this, if you didn't know, Biden is having the UN bring in inspectors to inspect American society for racism. yeah, come in and open the door for other countries to dictate American way of life. How many red flags do we need to know that Biden is a problem for America? Biden is an absolute problem for America. This is frightening, okay? The UN official said we must restrict forms of speech. No, 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 no. It's the First Amendment, baby. Freedom of speech. We've got that here. America. You're not getting rid of that. UN. You have no power here. Well, maybe they do because Biden's giving it to them. Joe Biden's Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, recently announced that he is inviting United Nations racism inspectors to the United States to conduct a report on American society. Blinken specifically invited Ferdinand de Varennes, a United Nations special reporter on minority issues, and Tendai Achum, I don't know if I'm saying those names right, sorry if I'm butchering them, the UN special reporter on contemporary forms of racism. National File has obtained video footage of de Varennes calling for the criminalization of hate speech and pushing for censorship by saying that free expression is not absolute. Yes, it is. Free expression is absolutely absolute. I am for anyone saying anything because how do we know what hate speech is? All right, how do we teach people what hate speech is? There's always going to be people out there that are saying stuff that people can consider hate speech. Sure, but they should be shamed for it. They should be publicly ridiculed for that hate speech. People should band together and be like, that person should be shunned, public shamed for the hate speech, right? Instead of locking people up, because this is a slippery slope. What is hate speech? Who declares what hate speech is? Who declares what speech is? Who can say what? Suddenly, it's racist to perform audits. That's literally happening. The Department of Justice, I just did a report on this yesterday. They're making audits racist. They could fine people up to $1,000, a year in jail for wanting to audit the elections. No, they're nothing to see here. You know, if you want to audit, it's racist. Oh my gosh, these people. De Varennes even said that I don't think it will take that much effort to pass legislation in the United States holding social media companies liable for supposed hate speech. National File has compiled evidence of both Varennes and Achum bashing President Donald Trump and his supporters, and of Achum calling for reparations for slavery and mitigation as decolonization of Western countries, including the United States of America. Oh, great. So they want to bring America down, and they're letting them in the front door. To what? To analyze us? To critique us? When they clearly have already made up their mind that America is racist and should be decolonized. Really? Wow. That great. Thanks, Joe Biden. America first, right? Or is it America last? Which one is it? Because you're really making it obvious. Joe Biden's Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, who headed a Biden project at the University of Pennsylvania that took millions of dollars in anonymous Chinese donations, recently stated, as the president has repeatedly made clear, great nations such as ours do not hide from our shortcomings. They acknowledge them openly and strive to improve with transparency. It is in this context that the United States intends to issue a formal standing invitation to all UN experts who report and advise on thematic human rights issues, he continued. As a first step, we have reached out an offer to an official visit by the UN Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism and the UN Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, both who hate America. In a 2019 seminar for the Central of Comparative and Public Law, Ferdinand de Varennes stated, emphasis added, Germany last year, I think, set up an institute which has the mandate, a national mandate, to watch over social media. It is quite intrusive approach, but maybe this is what, I don't want to express my personal view right now, but I think we have to consider, look at this much more closely. There are extremely dangerous conditions that are being created through the use of social media, created to propagate hate and demonizing of other individuals. The right balance is what is required from a human rights point of view. International human rights. Freedom of expression in international human rights is not absolute. My goodness. It feels like she's talking about what the media is doing. The media is the ones propagating hate. They're the ones who are manipulating social media to create a division. It's not individuals, or maybe it's these people that are behind it all trying to manipulate and divide us and keep us divided, keeping us to hate each other, which is bonkers. We got to stop hating each other. But they're getting it. That's what they're creating it. They are the ones demonizing people like me. Because I voted for Trump proudly, and I do it again. And I'm sure a lot of people out there who would also do that. This is insane. He's bringing in vipers that are biting him and dropping him in the house and going, this is good for us, okay? We need this. No, we don't. We don't need the UN to come in. Because these people, guess what? I'm guaranteeing it, they're Marxists. All right, I'm jumping to conclusion. I'm jumping to an assumption here. Yes, I am. But I'll tell you what. It's going to come out eventually. Oh, actually, they're Marxists. Ooh, they really want to bring... They even admitted it. They've attacked Trump supporters. They attacked America. They think that... We need to decolonize all Western countries, including the United States of America. You can step back, the UN. Look, this is insane. This is from Phil That Remains. I've done a little criticism of Fauci, but this would change that behavior. Scientific Journal paper suggests making it a federal hate crime to criticize Fauci. They are trying to make it illegal to... think differently than what they want you to think. Suddenly you're a Nazi. Suddenly you're the devil. If you don't think their narrative, if you don't go along with what they want, if you don't get the vaccine, if you want an audit from the election, you know, if you don't trust Dr. Fauci, you're the problem. And it worked. And who's doing that? You know, is it people like me? No, it's not. It's not me doing that. It's social media. It's the people that are controlling social media. Jack Dorsey, for example. Mark Zuckerberg. I quoted Mark Zuckerberg and got a strike on my channel because of his opinions on the jab. Okay? I can't even repeat it. But it went in direct hypocrisy to his own company's rules on how they handled posts about it. Rules for thee. Rules for me. Yeah, rules for thee, but not for me, right? I'm so sick of it. I don't trust these UN investigators, and neither should you. But we'll see. All right, let's talk about Obama. Today is Obama's birthday. And happy birthday, I guess. He turned 60 today. Cool. Obama's 60. And he was going to have a huge birthday bash at Martha's Vineyard. Imagine if this was Trump. Obama bash for hundreds draws jeers amid Delta outbreaks. Oh my gosh. Exactly though. It's funny. Imagine if this was Trump. That is always the kicker. I mean, how many times have I asked that? Imagine if this was Trump Jr. Right? Donald Trump Jr.? Comparing it to Hunter Biden. Do you know anything about Hunter Biden? I'm assuming you do because you watch my show. people, I feel like the people who watch my show are tend to be more clued in as to what's going on. Yeah, well, Hunter Biden is also one of those sleazebags, right? But imagine if it was Trump's son. Or imagine if Trump decided to have a huge birthday bash for himself with 700 people. Well, that's what Obama was doing. Former President Barack Obama was creating a nightmare by trying to get nearly 700 people to his 60th birthday bash in Martha's Vineyard, a source told the Post on Monday. As news of the lavish party drew fire amid a national surge of COVID-19 Delta variant, and new restrictions, George Clooney, Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, among the 475 expected guests to attend alongside about 200 hired hands. Democrats are imposing unscientific mask mandates while contemplating more lockdowns. Meanwhile, President Obama is hosting over 500 elites at his Martha's Vineyard mansion. If you or I did that, it would be called a super spreader event by the Democrats, says Representative Elise Stefanik, chair of the House Republican Conference. Typical liberal, do as I say, not as I do. This is what socialism looks like. True. Communism, too. I mean, a step further from socialism, I'd say, because communism is really the elites in charge and everyone else is plebs that do the work that they are told to do and live as they are told to live. Right? Representative Nicole Malliotakis of Staten Island told the Post that there's a double standard for the Democrats like Obama and that high-profile Republicans would be shamed for throwing the same kind of event. Just like President Obama, every American should have the right to celebrate their milestones without arbitrary government mandates and interference. We all know if this was President Trump, the left would be screaming, she continued. Representative Andy Biggs echoed the sentiment, tweeting, just imagine if this party was for Trump. I mean, really, though, really, if it was for Trump, they would freak out and we'd hear about it for months. Gosh, they just would never let it go. But of course, you know, it's funny, even this, they even started trying to raise money. Valerie used his birthday. My dear friend Barack Obama is turning 60 tomorrow. For his birthday gift, I'm asking you to chip in money to help us bring the Obama Presidential Center to life in Chicago. Never let a good anything. Happy birthday, President Obama. Now give us money. But of course, he had to scale it back. Now, I love Cat Turd. Cat Turd's hilarious. You mean because of the backlash, they're pretending to scale it back. Yeah, exactly. They're pretending. Due to Delta surge. Well, what changed from last week to this week? Yeah, everyone was pissed at you. Everyone was just like, F this guy. F these Democrats. F the hypocrisy. This, it's ridiculous. It's nonstop. It's been going on for so long. Remember Gavin Newsom going out, who he said, oh, it was a really good friend of mine. It was a lobbyist, okay? You went out to dinner with your lobbyist buddies because you're some rich elite that thinks you're above the law. All of these people think they're above the law. Every single one of them I've talked about. Cuomo, Biden, Obama, Gavin Newsom. You know, Gavin Newsom is even, gosh, he's mandated. He's now bringing mail-in voting now because of the Delta variant. You know what? Quick, ramp up the Delta variant because now we need mail-in voting so I don't get recalled. Ooh, you know he's going to cheat in that election. That was a joke, YouTube. Gosh, it's a joke. It was a joke, YouTube. Something in my eye. Oh my gosh, I got something in my eye. I'm good. I got it out. It came out right away. Something's in there. Jeez, I don't know. All right, I think I got it. All right, let's get into some super chats. You guys are fantastic for hanging out. If you haven't smashed that like button yet, smash it. Smash. Also, please subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Please share my videos if you see fit to see me deserve being shared. I see a lot of you sharing them. Thank you so much for doing exactly that. You guys are absolutely the best chat in all of YouTube. No questions asked. All right, let me find these here super chats. I saw a couple come in before I started, so I got to go bounce back over there. There we go. Robert Wiles, have a blessed soul, a blessed day, and blessed life. Doing what you love, and thanks for all you do for us and chat. Thank you, Robert. Aiton says, this super chat is my housewarming gift to you. From one country dweller to another, country life is the best life, hands down. And that was a delicious 1776. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. This is actually one of the key. My house is old. I got like this crazy old house because I'm in the, out in the middle of nowhere, by the way. Like I'm not near anything. It's fantastic. And this is actually one of the keys out of to the shed that I have in my backyard. Look at this thing. It's amazing. Isn't that thing awesome? I love this key. I think it's fantastic. It's a key to my house. My first house. It's can't actually get in to anything with it. It doesn't even work, but it's great. Thank you, Aiden. And I'm looking forward to my stuff getting here because I'm going to frame that all white puzzle that you sent me. Gary Jensen says, I just ordered Ethiopia Yirgacheffe and the Gamer's Blend, so here's $20 more. Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate that, and yeah, enjoy that. Those are very good blends, different. The Ethiopia blend is very, it's got its own flavor. It's so different from my other blends, so you're going to enjoy it. The Gamer's Blend's really strong. It's one of the darker roasts. Enjoy. Mark G says, I wish Biden would go to a Cuomo ran nursing home. Oh, that's brutal. I don't wish ill on anyone though. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, Democrats, rules for thee, but not for me. Yep. Crash says, funny how the media lockstep completely pushed Cuomo killing 15,000 plus old nursing home patients under the rug and instead pushing lesser sexual harassment. Yeah, because they don't want people knowing that Governor Murphy, Governor Wolf, Gavin Newsom, Whitmer, they all did the same thing, pumping all of the numbers up from all of them. There was a huge increase. And not to mention that they fluffed the numbers, or undercounted, or they overreported, right? They pumped up the numbers like, oh yeah, we got so much, when in reality, it wasn't that bad. Craziness. Sejong says, he's getting impeached for sure. I mean, we'll see. Georgie says, hey man, can I ask you something a bit more personal? How do you make money these days? YouTube? Or is it the Adam Coffee? I am for 18 months now closed in my home working on a laptop, and it is driving me insane. I am very sorry to hear that. Yes, YouTube, my show here. Honestly, you guys, you at home, you are supporting me directly by super chatting me, by watching my videos, going to my locals page, supporting me there, becoming members here, ordering my coffee. My coffee business doesn't make that much. Really, it's just, I mean, right now I'm basically, I don't pay for coffee anymore, which is fantastic. I started getting better sales actually after Black Rifle Coffee basically shot themselves in the foot by basically saying F off Trump supporters. So it's kind of ridiculous the way that they went. But, you know, my business is growing for my coffee company, which is fantastic. But yeah, it's my YouTube channel. My Twitch channel actually does fairly well. I haven't Twitched in a while, but I will be back up and running on my Twitch channel soon-ish. I haven't Twitched in a while, but I will be back to Twitch. So yeah, that's how I do it. I mean, it's tough. 18 months closed in your home, man. That really sucks, Georgie. I hope you're well. It's a bummer, man. Crash says, fun fact, old people are way more likely to be conservative, and they are overwhelmingly get out to vote. What would you call flipping a district by bumping off a couple thousand old people? Oof. Rough. Also, guys, just to let everybody know, I had some I don't know, some people in my chat spamming some swear words over the past couple weeks, so I had to add a auto mod. So if you might have noticed that some of your comments are being flagged. I see a bunch of them throughout the episode so far where they have been flagged. Unfortunately, I have to do it because some people come in and try to spam some dirty stuff. So Mark G says, the UN is the best organization ever. I don't see the problem. They handled Yugoslavia and Rwanda perfectly well. I can smell the sarcasm. I can almost cut it with a knife. It's so thick. Six Semper Tyrannus says, hope you can get Carlin back on when you can. I'm impressed with her and joined her locals. Thank you, sir, for having her. FYI, she's trying to finish your sweatshirt ASAP. It is a dream coat, and I love Carlin. Carlin is so fun. She is a bold woman, and I appreciate that in people. I love that she doesn't hold back. She is unabashedly herself, and that is a refreshing type of personality trait. I don't agree with everything that she says, but you know, you don't have to. And yeah, so hold on, I'm just gonna, yeah, it's, all these messages are being held for review. So yeah, I can't wait to have Carlin back on. She's great. Carlin, if you're watching, you're always welcome back, and let's get you back on. Let's do this. You used to be my Thursday guest. I love it. I actually have a guest tomorrow. He is actually has joined me on the show. His name is Mitchell Weary. He's joining me tomorrow. We're going to be talking about music, and we might even jam a little bit. He's a bass player, and he's been on my show before. He's he's my best friend in Arizona, and he helps me do a lot of stuff for my show, actually. He runs his own YouTube channel called The Beat Sessions, and he does an awesome breakdown on all new records that are coming out. No matter what kind of music you can find, he does a breakdown on it. It's pretty fantastic. He has an incredible vinyl collection, and he's actually a DJ, and he DJs with actual vinyl. He brings a full set of vinyl to different locations, wherever he's DJing, and he plays vinyl. It's pretty amazing. So he's OG. So we're going to have him on the show and talk about his favorite new records to come out, what music is nowadays versus music back in the day. One of my best friends, really excited to have him on the show to talk to him about it. So you can check out his channel beforehand if you'd like. It's called The Beat Sessions on YouTube. Definitely check it out. And yeah, it's great. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, I wonder if the UN Racial Committee is led by China. They're already a part of the Human Rights Committee. Clown word. You know what? That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. The name of his channel again is The Beat Sessions. Beat Sessions, yep. Let's see. Georgie says, as for Trump, East and Central EU really like him. This is all related to the culture war, Chinese influence, China virus. Trump was right. I mean, someone just said it too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fantastic. Mr. Knox just called it too. It was like, how much is China's influence? Probably a lot, I think. Gilgamesh's Warcat says, Biden's regime and Dems are setting the stage for actual extremism to grow. They are planting and watering the seeds for monsters to grow. It's sad, isn't it? Jaya says, hi, Adam. Congrats on the new house. Thank you. You should get The Reason We Learn on your channel. She would be a great person to discuss the current state of education and alternative schooling options. I love the sound of that. I really like that. Let me see. Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Especially because I'm going to be having kids soon. You know, I'm not currently pregnant, but that is in the cards for us to do that. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to be getting a haircut soon. Say goodbye. I can't wait. I'm really, really looking forward to having short hair again. I'll be honest. I am very much over having long hair. Mark G says, F Fauci, Biden, Cuomo, Big Mike, Obama, and the UN. All right. Yeah, Robert Shaw is missing today, so someone had to do it. Thank you, Mark G. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, did you ever hear about Lori Lightfoot attending Lollapalooza, which had over 38,000 people? Bet the media will spin the story that everyone got tested. Yeah, I'm sure. All right, well, you get banned from my channel, dude. Cuz none of that, trying to avoid the filters. I'm just going to get rid of you then. Bye-bye. Fantastic, Mr. Knox. Just got a super chat jump. Oh, that's what you were saying about the super chat. About Lori Lightfoot. Shanjak says, regarding the outright fabrications at the basis of leftist policy, they substitute words for reality and then talk about the words. Edwin Armstrong. Yep, exactly. Gosh. Georgie says, touch your nose if you think Trump won. Is that okay? Should I have waited a little bit, or is this too close? Oh, I just had a super chat jump. Give me a second. Fantastic Mr. Knox says, so the U.S. women's soccer team are up against the Australian women's soccer team for bronze. It'd be funny if the U.S. backed the Aussies aren't as woke as them. Honestly, I don't really care. I'd rather root for Sweden to win gold because they probably love Sweden versus the American team, which disrespects America all the time, which is just not okay. Mm-mm. Craig says, yo, Adam, haven't sent a super chat in a while. Just got me the Covfefe blend and the Skitcher espresso blend for the wife. Do you still have the dice? If so, roll a 12 and smash that like. Look, smash that like button, everybody. I have a really fantastic like to smash ratio. Very good. I love it. And I don't actually have the dice right now. I had a dice in the RV that I was staying in, but sadly, I don't have the dice with me anymore. Mao says, love the vibes you share with our flat realm. Oh, well, thank you, Mao Demighty. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I'll continue doing so as long as you continue showing up for me, you know? So thank you, guys. Sebastian says, gonna fix the sway bars on my car. Sending love. Cool, sway bars. What kind of car do you have? Sejong says, oh my god, the haircut is coming. Cue David Bowie. Changes, turn the face to strange. All you have to do is get pregnant now, Adam. I know. Look. I know. It's coming. It's coming soon. All right. We are going to be, I mean, look, we got the house. I got the job-ish. Where are the dice? I know. Yeah, I don't have the dice. You guys are fantastic, but I don't have them with me. Everything's packed and slowly on its way here. I'll tell you this. It is so much better for when you're moving to just pack a big box and then have them pick it up and send it. It's so nice. And you know what's even better? I bought this house. I don't ever have to do it again. It's so good. Oh, man. That is so good. It feels so good. Just thinking about it, right? I mean, I love my house. I love this place. Me and Nisha were recording our walkthrough of the garden. We're showing off the outside of the house today. We walked through, walked around everywhere, and basically just, you know, this is this. I don't know if you know this, but we're gonna start a vlog, and it's gonna be a new channel on YouTube. So you guys can all go over and follow us there, and we're gonna be basically recording everything we do and putting up little videos here, little videos there. We got all sorts of stuff that we got to do. I'm going to be building a new studio. I'm going to film the whole thing because I'm going to be building it myself. It's great. I mean, I know how to do all this stuff. So you're going to actually see me build my new studio. And I'm going to be converting this old, I mean, this thing is over 100 years old, this longhouse. It's kind of like the shed, but I think it used to be used for livestock. There's even an outhouse in it. It's pretty crazy, but you'll see. But I'm going to be basically converting it into a new studio / guest bedroom for when people come to visit me to crash. And it's going to be sick because it's right next to the river. And I'm going to be doing gardening. I have so many different plants already that are edible. Let's see if I can do this. Ready? Hazelnuts, cherries, blackberries, raspberries, red currants, black currants, four different types of apples, rhubarb, oregano, and wild strawberries and wild blueberries. And I didn't plant a thing. That's before I even start my garden. All right, so we did it before we start working on the garden, and then we're gonna do the gar work, start, you know, start working. But we're gonna film it all, and we're gonna be posting it all, so it's gonna be really fun. So you guys can really get more of a view on my life and the things that I do around the house. So it's gonna be, we haven't settled on a name yet, but I am really excited about it. So you guys can watch, and it's gonna be a lot more Nisha. Me and Nisha, obviously this is just me on this show, but Nisha, my fantastic wife, she's fantastic, love her, and she's my best friend, and she's great. So, you know, you're gonna see a lot more of her as well, because it's us and our life together here. So very excited about it. I just had a bunch of super chats. Thanks, guys. DJ Ronnie says, I just stubbed my toe, but at least I figured out that the Ethiopia blend is good with a punch of sugar and a drop of milk. You know, you win some, you lose some, right? Georgie says, why not make day segments, talk politics, or do what you did about Trump? Awesome deep dive. I do want to do more deep dives. I just, you know, I don't know. I do miss deep dives, but it's like either I devote my time to this or, I don't know, like I do want to do deep dives, and I will. Don't get me wrong. I'm gonna do deep dives again. It's just you know, for the future. I'm just gonna keep hiding these guys. I don't understand why they what they these people are crazy. Let's see. Toasting Tony says, it seems like the government is pushing people to become extreme in opposition to them, and then they can use that to justify their overreach. Well, yeah, I agree. I agree. Sejong says, roll a virtual dice, do a search for a dice roller, and roll me a 12. Let's see. Virtual dice roller. Virtual dice roller. Number of dice shapes. Roll a die, online die. I want a 20-sided die. Okay, this is kind of fun. So we got regular die, 3D dice, dice roll a die, rollthedie.net. 20, one die, 20-sided. There we go. It's a 13! Okay, wait, hold on. I'm gonna roll it again. I'm gonna roll it again. Here we go. All right, I just rolled it again. Okay, we got all sorts of numbers rolling in, so hold on. All right, Diana, I'm gonna give it to you because you guessed 13 before I even rolled a 13. So congratulations, Diana. You won absolutely nothing. But then I rolled it again, and Darth Jason guessed it. It was 14. Congratulations, you won absolutely nothing. Both of you. Good luck, have fun. For nothing, because you won absolutely nothing. DJ Ronnie says, by the way, if you type an equal sign and an underscore and a flying saucer, it looks like a Starship Enterprise. Nice! And you used my emote because you're a member. Thank you very much, I appreciate that. And if you guys, if you didn't know, if you are a member to the channel, you can actually spin the actual UFO, which will be getting here soonish. Really excited about that. There is the UFO. I'm spamming it in chat right now. Francisco says, yo, Adam, I saw a YouTube clip of you modeling for Les Holmes Sport Zoolander Skater. By the way, I have a long Jesus hair too. Don't cut, stay biblical. Les Holmes Sport. Oh, you mean Chanel? Yeah, I did a Chanel campaign and I was skateboarding, so it was a lot of fun. It was the biggest job I've ever done for modeling. Pretty hyped on that. It was pretty cool. All right, I see it loading. Hopefully, I'm still live. I'm not sure if I'm live still, but Crimson Catnip says, love watching you and sending good vibes to you and your awesome wife. What are your thoughts on navigating the housing market right now for a couple? Oh, man. It took me... I feel like I got really lucky because I found like 30 places that I thought were good that I was like trying to look at and to put bids on. I put bids on at least... I mean, I don't even feel like I think I got so lucky with the spot that I got. I put bids on 10 houses, I think, until I started bidding on this one. And I wanted this one. And I fought to win this house. But it's tough right now. Man, don't give up. I think that's the key. Don't give up and keep looking. Keep looking for it. Because you're going to find it. You're going to find it. Thanks, guys. Thanks, chat, for letting me know I'm still alive. Appreciate you. Cassie says, hey, Adam, were you able to check out the Talk About It yet? I think I actually have it still up. Let me see. Wait, is that the song? Is that a, I think that's a song, right? I think I did check that out. Yeah, is it DaBaby? Is that who you're talking about? The Talk About It song? Wasn't for me. If that's what you're talking about. Sejong says, whatever you guys do, don't search. Well, I'm not going to say it so people won't do it. Right? Unless you want me to say it, Sejong. I don't know. Do you want me to say it? Or because whatever you guys do, don't search the X. So then, you know, you're not supposed to say it, right? J. Rico says, Adam, haven't been able to tune in much. Hope you and fam are good. How's your new home? Been getting very frustrated here on the border. Crazy times. J. Rico, man, the border. I can't believe it, dude. It's insane. I can't believe it. So I love my new house. My new house is fantastic. It's great. Thanks for asking and thanks for the good vibes. Sejong says, evictions are starting. Foreclosures are on the brief hold because of Biden. Patience because of the Biden order. Wait for the market implosion. Ah, yep, exactly. It's going to happen. Georgie says, last chat, I am the same, long hair. I am a metalhead, by the way. A bit older, 37. Bro, I'm 37. So who's really older? We're the same age. do not cut the hair. Also, if you need moderators or any IT help, I can work for that. Any remote work I can do. Right on, Georgie. I appreciate that. Cassie says, no, it's my song. Talk About It. Oh, no, then I haven't seen it. Let me look it up. Cassius. I'll check it out after the show. It's your song. Talk About It by Cassius. Will I find it on YouTube? I'm not seeing it, but I'll search for it so I can check it out. Sejong says, you have to say it, Adam. That's the joke. No, I'm not going to say it now. Now I don't want to say it. No, uh-uh. And now I don't want to say it. Mm-mm. That's the joke. But no, I'm good. I don't want to, I don't want to say it now. You guys are fantastic. And there's another one in chat. Why do these people do this? People are crazy. I'm just going to hide you. Bye-bye. Is there more people doing that? Get banned. Bye-bye. All right. You guys are fantastic. I love you, chat. I will see you guys tomorrow with my buddy Mitchell. He's going to be joining me. We're going to be talking about music because gotta love music. All right. You have a great night. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Peace, everybody.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.